True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
To WIP Afternoon Show. It's the way that I wanna with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
There's a 90s icon for you.
Oh, no. Bobby Brown, definitely a 90s icon.
Bobby B.
Eh. What?
You have no idea.
I don't. So, full disclosure, what I'm about to say is, like, there's no information behind it.
Right.
It's like, what? It's a one-hit wonder, right?
No.
One-hit wonder?
No. No.
What's his other songs?
Not correct. Rony?
Yeah. Stop. Yeah, go pull up Bobby Brown's songs.
I mean, the Ghostbusters song was enormous. Come on, man.
What Ghostbusters song?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Was it Ghostbusters 2 or was the original one? Yeah, it was Ghostbusters.
That's a good question. I don't remember which one it was, one or two.
It was either one or two.
Yeah.
Come on. Bobby Brown had some hits, man. Don't do that.
Yeah, he's not a one-hit wonder, brother.
And he was in New Edition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Brown. Right.
Yes, sir.
So I'm looking at the Charlie Sheen of the 90s.
Yes.
So he was in... See, you might be right. He was in a lot of movies in the 90s. He was in The Three Musketeers. He was in Hot Shots, The Rookie, Navy SEALs, Major League, Major League 2, The Chase.
I don't know if you remember that. Platoon in the 80s?
With Chrissy Swanson. Platoon was the
80s. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All Dogs Go to Heaven, The Arrival. Yeah, maybe he didn't have a great 90s. He might have been 80s and then 2000s. That might have been Charlie Sheen's thing. Yeah, you might be right there.
He dipped off and then came back.
Absolutely. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. I'm just going to have to go and say the vote on this one is actually just wrong.
There it is.
Does the band Smashing Pumpkins count as a grunge band? 59.6% say yes.
Oh, wow.
59.6 are wrong.
Oh, come on, Spike.
They're not.
Spike's on the opposite end of every single music poll we put up.
But they're not a grunge band. I don't know what to tell you.
Now, there's
grunge is very specific.
In the comments, there's a lot of support for you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. I mean, I'm just saying grunge is... I understand why they get mixed up, where people put like some 90s alternative bands with grunge.
Yeah.
Like Chili Peppers are not a grunge band. They were a popular 90s alternative band.
Yeah, they're not grunge.
STP, not a grunge band. Smashing Pumpkins, not a grunge band. I'm sorry. They're not.
Valid question, though, about the Northeast, I mean, Northwest Seattle thing.
Yes, I mean, that is most of it.
Okay.
Like, I didn't think it was just a Seattle thing. That's why they're considered as grunge.
Well, but mostly it is.
I know. Well, listen, you're getting all tight in there. We're talking
tight.
Our way through.
Trap music is pretty much the South.
Right.
It's not East Coast.
Right, right, right.
It's not West Coast music. It's not East Coast music. It's South, Southern music.
Right.
You know what trap music is, Jack?
Yeah, 2 Chainz.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, look at him. He got
hold
you.
On, this is college. This
I
is,
was shocked.
We got 2 Chainz.
Let's not push it.
You know, hold on. Hold on. Hold on, Chief Keef.
That's not trap music. That's drill music.
But whatever.
Oh, isn't drill is like the violent stuff, right? Yeah.
Spike's life.
Drill's like where you talk about people you really killed or whatever, right? I learned about it on TikTok, and I think that's what drill music is. Yeah.
Fetty Wap?
Oh, stop.
All right, now you're just naming people.
Fetty Wap had a run in college.
All right, okay.
He did have a run.
The WI, okay, 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
Doing today.
OG.
What's good? I'm listening to the topic of the day, and I think that with this Philadelphia Eagles team is we don't know how to proportionate what, you know, we keep trying to break it up into pieces.
Compartmentalize.
But, yeah.
Proportionate's
the thing
is,
it's
a jack word.
The Eagles, it takes all of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no one thing about the Eagles offense, they can beat you in a multitude of ways.
Yeah, they can run the ball or run the ball.
For two games, they can beat you in a multitude of ways.
Yeah.
No, I mean, maybe that was the only games you watch.
Oh, sorry, the Steelers game too.
I watched the Cincinnati game. I watch every game. Ooh. So if that's the only two games that you and Spike can
right, four games, four games.
Remember that, you know, but the thing is, here's what you guys don't understand. You don't win football games the way that you want to sit down and watch it happen. You win games the way that it takes to win the damn game.
Mm.
We talk about Saquon Barkley carrying the ball 25 times a game.
Mm.
Out of them 25 times he carried it, how many times did he get hit or touched in them games?
It doesn't matter.
He's 6 years. It does matter.
No, it doesn't.
When you say touches, the touches is supposed to do what?
Where no, it's down? Not about getting hit. People, OG, people don't tear their ACL the year after this because they got hit a lot. That's not what it's about. It's just about the wear and tear on the body of carrying the ball and running like that as much as they do. I am telling you, everyone, it's certainly possible that Saquon Barkley has a healthy 2025.
There's more evidence there that supports what you're saying.
Yeah, there's... And by the way, a lot of these guys don't get to those numbers just getting beat on every time. You know, most of those guys are not getting beat on as much as you say. So you can't just count on it being different for him. I'm sorry, you can't.
See, my point to you is this here, is what you're saying, but he's even if he don't get the ball, he's still out there on the field doing something, rather he's blocking or rather he's doing. So that don't even make sense what you guys be talking about. You know what I mean? It's all about injuries is not something that you can predict. You don't know someone's going to get injured. But if you don't want to give them the carries, then don't play football. You know what I mean? That's just don't make
Well, you don't think, OG, well, let me ask you this. You don't think after 500 and some touches that it would be wise to at least dial back some of the touches for Saquon?
No. My thing is this.
You're scared. Because you're scared your guy can't do it. Just admit it. You're just scared your guy can't do it. You're just like, yeah, beat this guy into the ground, whether he's going to get hurt or not, because you're scared your guy can't do it. Throw the ball like a real quarterback. You're scared your guy can't do it. It's just that's what it is. That's where we're at.
The embarrassment that y'all suffering is that.
I'm not embarrassed.
Y'all think that in order for a quarterback to be elite and to win, that you have to throw for 4,000 yards?
Nope.
No, you don't.
Nope.
And Jalen Hurts proved that to you guys. And now you're looking foolish, and now you're trying to say, well, you know what?
You're just like, I don't care if in the history of the league, 75% of these guys get hurt the next year. I'm going to give it to Saquon 25 times a game because I am terrified that my quarterback can't throw it. Just admit it. Just like you can walk around with your blazer on with Hurts on the back. You can call him your son. You can call him the Duke. You can say that you won. But just in your heart, admit that you are terrified that he can't do what you are saying he can do, or you wouldn't be calling up and saying, yeah, just keep giving it to Saquon. I don't care. He's a football player. Whether he touched it 500 times or not, you would say, my guy could do it. But you don't have that faith, so you're doing it the other way. Just admit it, and then we're cool. We can move on.
This is
fun. Yeah. Just admit it.
Nice tries, Mike.
Just admit it.
I do have the faith in Jalen that he can do whatever it is that I need him to do. I know that he's the best quarterback in the NFL. Y'all just found out that he is, and now you're embarrassed that he actually proved it, and now y'all trying to say, well, you know what? It's because of Saquon.
No.
Well, guess what?
The quarterback that wins the Super Bowl isn't necessarily the best quarterback in the NFL. That's not how it works.
No, you're right. Exactly. It's not how it works. But what it works is that He's beat all of the guys that you said he couldn't beat. Those guys, and the guys that you put over him have not done any of the things that he's done.
Okay.
How about that one, Spikey?
Okay.
How about that?
Okay. Yeah, well, they've done things that he hasn't done. They've done things that he hasn't done.
What?
So,
like
there
what?
So,
like
so, well, not have their coach say you're not throwing the ball any for the rest of the year. Nobody, none of those guys had that happen to them. So,
say that again.
Well, none of those guys had the coach walk in and say, "Guess what? You're not throwing the rest of the year."
Maybe if they did, they would have a Super Bowl. How about that, Spike?
Okay. Well, maybe. Probably not, though.
Okay.
Probably not. Yeah. Who's your 90s icon?
Janet Jackson.
That's a great one.
That's probably the last time she was an icon.
Yes. Wow. Yes. 2003.
Well,
yeah, wow, halftime yeah. show. Well,
yeah.
That's what led to her doing that because she, her iconic status is falling a little bit.
Yes.
I will say that's the first time
Velvet OG Rope was 90s, yeah. I believe. Velvet Rope was like 95, 96, something like that. That
first
album.
Time OG's given a real answer, by the way, for next question.
Seriously, I wasn't even expecting him to give a real answer.
I thought he was just going to say me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what he always says.
Yeah.
That's what he always says.
He was not a 90s icon. OG.
Janet was 80s and 90s icon.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah. Loved her in the Jackson 5.
You can't keep doing that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I now know she was not in the Jackson 5.
See, Jack keeps stacking bad answers.
Yes.
Just like you're going to stack savings at Colonial Hyundai. Bam!
Bam!
Bam! Stack savings. John Ashdell, the cars are only this month. Listen to how you're going to stack them, right? You're going to walk into Colonial, the brand new dealership, grand reopening. First, the first part of the stack there is invoice pricing. So you pay what they pay for the car, no markups whatsoever. And you might say to me, Spike, that's enough. That's enough. Don't hit me with any more savings. Ah, how can we stack them if I don't hit you with more? An additional savings of up to $3,000 with Hyundai rebates. Boom. Stack it again. And then financing, 0% for up to 60 months. Stacks of cash you're going to save by stacking the savings all month at Colonial. The brand new dealership, beautiful. Over 300 brand new Hyundais in stock. It used to be 200, now it's 300. More than you could possibly need. Tucson, Santa Fe's, Kona's, whatever you need. And every new Hyundai is going to come with 3-year complimentary maintenance, America's best warranty, 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com is where you can go. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full, whatever you want, details. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Gentlemen, listen, I'm going to use OG's theory.
Hmm.
Since OG's man, her boy, her kid, her son, didn't throw the ball at all last year, his arm's well rested. We might as well just use and abuse it this year coming up, right?
He does have a well rested arm. That is a good. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
Here's my thing. I don't need you. I would like my quarterback, okay, Jalen, to extend his Super Bowl MVP and be in the running for the season MVP. 2025. Can I get that for my QB?
That's reasonable.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all. In really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's reasonable. Okay. And Nick, to your point, he does not need, we'll keep doing this over and over as long as we need to do it. He does not need to throw for, you know, 4,200 yards. If he plays, if he has production, the way that he had production, the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl, which is 200, 225 yards, couple of touchdowns, blah, blah, blah. Most importantly, not swallowing the ball on throws where you end up with, you know, that way you end up with 28 attempts or 29 attempts, not 19. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's my thing. I mean, I'm just going to check the roster out right now. You guys said we're going to use a premise that the tight end's coming back, Dallas. I don't think he's coming back because 1 year, $14 million, they don't want to extend him. He doesn't want to be here, but nobody's going to pay him. Nobody's going to pay him for a new contract, so I don't know what's going to happen with this guy. But let's just assume Dallas is back.
Uh-huh.
Then we have AJ, we have Devontae, and with Saquon. We have four, at all four explosive positions, we have big yak guys. We have yakkers.
Yep.
Can my yakkers catch a 7-yard pass and go for 22? My quarterback, these guys will pad his stats. They would ping him a Picasso if he just lets the ball go in 1.9, 2.2 seconds. Like they said, of all the quarter, he played a great Super Bowl, and thank you for my Super Bowl. The entire team, offense, defense, special teams, et cetera. But they still said, of all the quarterbacks ever played QB in the Super Bowl, he held the ball longest than anybody. Now, he had all the time in the world, so he did the right thing. He held the ball until people took wide receivers and DBs, running backs cleared coverages, and they hit him down the field. So he played a great game. That's all I need. I need this kid to look like a QB, not a running back who can throw the ball. That's it.
That's fair. That's fair. And I think he's going to be called upon to throw the ball a lot more next year.
Yeah, and he is, you said, who's your 90s icon, Nick?
Pearl Jam. Come on now.
Well, Pearl Jam's
the best
band.
Yeah.
They're iconic. They're still around.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. You know what?
I think it's got to be a person. Gertz. You could pick Eddie Vedder if you
from
want.
From Lesson Zero.
What's that?
Jamie Gertz from Lesson Zero. Jamie Gertz.
Okay. Well, that's Lesson Zero is a good movie, but come on.
You say Jamie Lee Curtis?
Jamie Kurtz. She was in
Jamie
Lesson.
Jamie Kurtz.
Jamie Kurtz. K-U-R-T-Z, I believe.
I don't know who she is. Okay.
It's a good performance. The whole, he said running back who throws a ball. That's not what Jalen is. Yeah. We have seen quarterbacks like that in the NFL.
Well, people view Jalen as a running back who throws the ball. That was an insult from Nick.
Yeah, I don't even. We've seen those. I think Justin Fields, I think you could say, plays like
he's
that.
He's more of a running back that throws the ball.
Yes, we've seen those guys. That's not what Jalen is, right. I don't think. And I don't think that's how he sees himself as a run first quarterback. I wouldn't even call him run first. I don't think that's what he is. The biggest issue last year was just not taking the shots when they were there. I feel like we're going crazy going over it again, but that's what it was.
And I agree.
He can certainly produce at a level that would not require them to run the ball as much as they ran the ball last year.
I think a lot of it has to do with his confidence level. I think that he should be freed up from any concerns about turning the ball over. And I don't mean start to play reckless, but the idea that, okay, every time I drop back here to throw and if I let it go, something bad's going to happen. I think that was there for several games. The end of 2023, going into the beginning of last year, I think that was there in the back of his head, right? And did that impact how he played the position from a passing standpoint? At times throughout the year, I think it did. I think that's what frustrated AJ and even Devontae at times. But mostly AJ, those guys are saying, hey, we're calling the plays. It's available. You got to throw the ball.
Yeah.
Like, that's what AJ was more or less frustrated.
He was going insane because he was running these routes. He felt like he was open. Well, he feels like he's open every play, but yes.
Yeah. And that's where Jalen has to get to that confidence level where you're like, I'm Jalen. Let the ball go. Like, you can let the ball go. Like, you can throw it and let it go.
Well, hopefully that's what those two games at the end of the year,
right,
the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl, gave him, like, one back whatever confidence he had.
I keep
had
going back to it because it's all I have, so forgive me, but I keep going back to the 2022 season. He played the position from a passing and running standpoint as if he was out there, what do you call it, conducting.
Yes.
An orchestra. That's how he played the position in 2022. Now, how much of that had to do with the RPO stuff being new to the league and they hadn't figured out how to sort of slow it down? But, man, him, what he did in 2022, it wasn't Patrick Mahomes-like, when Mahomes threw for 48 touchdowns and 5,000 yards. It wasn't that. It was solid numbers, but it was efficient. It was explosive. He was down the field. It was 240 a game, and he can do that. Like, he got to be able to get back to being that quarterback throwing the ball that effectively, and more importantly, with that type of confidence. Go look at some of those highlights. Touchdowns he threw to A.J., double covered.
Yes.
He's letting the ball go. He just let it go.
Well, again, the last 9 weeks, he didn't complete a pass that traveled 20-plus yards in the air of the regular season.
In 2024, you mean?
Yeah. This past year. Like, he was a great deep ball thrower. He still can throw a really good deep ball. That's the best thing he does as a thrower.
I think probably what started happening, too, is leagues start throwing things at him when they realize what his tendencies were. So there is an adjustment period there, and hopefully he's seen all of that now.
Right.
And now it is his turn to put the pressure back on defensive coordinators and defenses. So I mentioned the Eagles, the only rumor we've seen, I think, about them being in on a reasonably significant free agent was Justin Reed, who signed with the Saints, former Houston Texan. By the way, I was looking, ESPN graded all the free agent signings. The Eagles did not have a free agent signing that wasn't their player to grade. So it was stunning to look through the 100 or so signings. The only one they had was Bond. That was their own guy.
There was no Adoree Jackson?
There was not. There was no Josh Uche.
Yeah.
But Justin Reed was on with, what's her name?
Kay Adams.
Her FanDuel show. And this is what Justin Reed said about almost going to the Eagles.
Justin, when I saw the CJGJ trade, I thought it was a wrap. I'm like, there's Justin Reed. He's heading to Philly. Yeah. We were trending on Twitter. Yeah. I literally was like, I was golfing or something. I was like, no, it's all done. How close were you to that, which would have been
pretty
crazy.
Close, actually.
Really?
Pretty close, just because me and the defensive back coach there have a really good relationship. The defensive system was the same defensive system that I ran at Stanford. So that whole Vic Fangio system, I know it pretty well. And the conversations were pretty intense. The only drawback was they were just so limited in cap space that we couldn't make a deal that made sense. But the situation, the conversation was happening.
So he signed for 3 years, $31 million. Like, was it really cap space? Is that the, oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy, I can't go with you tomorrow night or something, when you really don't have any plans? I don't know, but it seemed like they were close there.
Right.
I'll never get over how weird this offseason is.
Were they hoping he would just take some sort of team-friendly deal? Like, why be in on him? If you can't really sign him.
Well, because the old adage is the Eagles will sign who they want to sign, like money-wise.
Right.
You know what I mean? Again, that's why this whole offseason felt a little bit off.
Yeah.
It was $20 million guaranteed.
$20 million, that had to be what it was.
But then that's only it's a two-year deal, essentially.
Right.
It's just like the Becton deal.
Yeah.
Who's on the opposite side of Reed this year? Is it McCollum?
Oh, yeah.
Or Sidney and McCollum?
Or Sidney and McCollum, yeah.
Get Jake Rosenberg back on the phone.
Get Elliot. You told us.
Unless they take a safety in the first round. Now, could they go from never taking DBs in the first round to 2 years in a row just taking DBs?
Well, and there's a Georgia kid that's
Malachi Starks.
Starks, yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Another Georgia guy.
So now they're only going to take DBs high in the draft. They're only going to pay off-ball linebackers and running backs.
All right.
And the running back, even if he's already signed, they're going to give him an extra. Yeah.
I bleed for this city!
What happened with that beer can?
Yeah. It's going to be, listen, we're all happy now. But if this thing continues to, we'll see where it goes. But if it trends down in any way, that beer can is going to go down in infamy.
I need to know who threw that beer can that hit Howie in the head. And I need him in here. You got to be more careful throwing beer cans at our general manager.
You know he's not an athlete.
You scrambled his brain. Do you think Jake Rosenberg would have caught the beer can if he was in that position?
He would have caught it and then Gronk smashed it.
Yeah. What would have Elliot done? Elliot, if he was in that situation.
Could he catch beer cans?
No.
You don't think so?
Now, we've seen Elliot out.
Yeah. He did a little hand motion. You know what I mean? Yeah. When he's on the float. Elliot, if he ever became GM and won a championship during the parade.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it would be the most annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be the most annoying human being on earth.
Oh, yeah.
I still think the most shocking thing about that parade is that Nick Sirianni basically wasn't there.
Dude, he said a great offseason.
30-second speech.
Yes.
No 30-second speech. No yep. I win. No talk about his little town from New York.
Right.
I mean.
He went on Pardon My Take and sounded completely dialed in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
11 minutes with Pardon My Take. Not even like a full hour.
That's all he did.
Yeah.
Man,
this is having a good all season.
It's a big, now, business. Again, Avalon's right around the corner, or Sea Isle. You know, the
short
season. Well,
he's got to let his hair down once he gets.
I hope he does. Even when he was pouring, even when he was at that bar.
He's pouring
or
shots, yeah.
He was just pouring them, you know? He wasn't
yeah, he wasn't standing
them
on the bar chugging them or anything.
As long as all we see out of him is a karaoke night where he gets a little into it.
Right.
I just don't need him to see, I don't need him getting chesty with anybody in the parking lot.
What about
that's what you, exactly. Yes.
You don't need a keg stand?
No. I'd awesome. Even be okay with that as long as there's no fights.
He's had a good offseason, man.
Dude, you know he's a big, he looks like a big beer pong player from back in college. I'm trying to think of college, Nick.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and he was a jock in college.
Yeah.
Beer pong, keg stands. Yeah.
He was a trash talker out there on that field.
You saw the highlights.
I seen the highlights. I seen them.
He was a problem in Division III.
Just like you.
Nope. He's waiting on a big bag, too.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm saying.
He's waiting on a big bag.
Elliot has 2 days to break it.
Yeah, if Elliot could break that story, break the extension. He could win Eagles Insider of the Year. We are awarding it. We're going to do it in the normal time on Wednesday, 4:30, I assume.
I think that makes sense.
All right. Okay, 215-592-9494. Are you confident the Eagles can be Super Bowl contenders next year?
If
the offense needs to lead the team. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.